Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 30th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. The new DJI Mavic 2 quadcopters are shown in the latest Argos catalog in the UK, though DJI itself has not officially announced them. The catalog lists Zoom and Pro variations of the foldable UAV. Both editions have 360-degree collision detection, advanced pilot assistance systems, and Active Track 2.0 with battery life of 31 minutes. The Pro lists a 1-inch CMOS Hasselblad camera, and the Zoom shows a 2x zoom lens. The dark theme for YouTube is appearing for a few Android users. The feature has been available on iOS and the web for a few months. YouTube made no announcement, but several folks have noticed it show up automatically, sometimes with an explanatory pop-up. YouTube also announced support for vertical videos on the desktop, something the mobile versions of YouTube already have. This plays a vertical video in its natural aspect ratio without putting it in a landscape box with black bars along the sides. Some users have complained, though, that the videos lose quality or get cut off by the new feature. Spanish taxi drivers held a protest against ride-hailing services like Uber Monday. Cabs blocked access to major streets, including the Gran Via in Barcelona and Madrid's Castellana, as well as airports and train stations. The union is meeting with the government to attempt to resolve issues. A Spanish law limits ride-hailing licenses to one for every 30 taxi licenses, but cab drivers say this law is not being respected. Twitter announced it will work with professors from Leiden University to study how echo chambers form on the platform and what effect they have on conversations. Among the things they will study will include the difference between incivility and intolerance. Past research shows being uncivil can serve an important function, while intolerance is usually counterproductive. Twitter also announced it will work with professors from Oxford and Amsterdam to study intergroup conflict, showing that conversations with positive sentiments, cooperative emotions, and more complex thinking reduces prejudice and improves relationships. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia announced it has successfully tracked a batch of 17,000 kilograms of almonds from Sunraysia, Victoria, Australia to Hamburg, Germany, using a private blockchain built on the Ethereum network. CBA partners could check in on the location, temperature, humidity, and other metrics of the shipment at any point in real time. CBA did not explain how participating nodes operated, and it's unclear how much the system might have cost to run. Finally, a UK parliamentary committee studying online disinformation called for urgent action to build resilience against misinformation and disinformation into our democratic system. The report recommends a levy on social media and tech companies to fund analysis of the effects of technology, as well as changes to election and advertising law. Another report covering the inquiry's wider terms of reference with a closer look at advertising will follow. In the United States, Senator Mark Warner published a white paper on Axios with proposals for fighting political misinformation, protecting user privacy, and promoting competition. I said finally there. It's not. A joint venture of SoftBank and Yahoo Japan called PayPay is partnering with India's Paytm to launch a payment system in Japan by November. The QR code-based platform will be called PayPay and integrated with Yahoo Japan's smartphone apps. That's all the news for today. For more discussion of the tech news, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.